you know, this would, in my 8 year, which I'm still a volunteer, but unfortunately, because of the COVID, unfortunately, I could not be there. But how I started, I give you a little bit of rundown. My mom went in the home in 2013, and Steve Slade confronted me one day, and would I help volunteer with the recreational department because they were short staff. So I said yes. So from there on, I went and done what I had to do, the police check needles and whatever. And this year, like I said, would have been 8 years, and I've enjoyed it tremendously. But what I do see, I will compare, there's nothing wrong with the activities that they do have in Lakeside. They have the games, they have sing-alongs and all this. But the best aspect of it all is when those residents get on that bus and we go from different communities where those people were either born or raised or worked, or, and you could see the enlightenment on their faces. And, you know, they tell you the stories about their vegetable gardens. They tell you stories about quilt making, the women. The men will tell you about how they went fishing with their dads or even how they went fishing. And it really enlightens their day. And it's a big comparison. And I mean literally big, from the time that they're in the home and going to the activities there. But once they get on that bus, once you even mention the bus, you can see the smile on their face, even if it's go for ice cream or go to some of the restaurants that we go to, Air Bay, Glovertown, surrounding areas. It makes their day. Not only that, and I, there are a lot of the residents there that I have come attached to and passed them. Of course, some have passed away. But I have come more as a family member to them. You know, and going out on the bus, really, to hear them singing on the bus, to even hear them laughing, that makes not only our day, but that certainly makes their day. And to me, a bus is very, very important because they're in those rooms or up at the activities, but they're surrounded inside. But once they get outside, they're like they got some freedom and they enjoy themselves. So I, myself personally, I really feel that a bus is very important right now for them. I mean, anybody can walk in there, and the day that you mentioned that they're going on a bus, they can't get ready fast enough. We're not quick enough to get them out on that bus for that day. They really, really enjoy it to the fullest. I do, like I said, I've been there 8 years. I've dressed up as Dolly Parton. I sing. I have done a lot of things, guardian activities. I've enjoyed it to the fullest inside. But the most of all is when I get on that bus and I take Air Bay, for example. A lady one time, she was telling us that she showed us her house that she lived in and talked about her vegetable garden. And you could see the smile on her face. It was actually, you know, they make your day. If you get on that bus and you don't feel that you're up, you know, you're feeling a little bit down, believe me, before an hour is on, after you get on that bus an hour, believe me, you're enlightened by those residents.